AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 100 people are missing. The search continues. At least one person has died from this morning's collapse of a portion of a condo building near Miami. Daniela Levine Cava is the mayor of Miami-Dade County.
Our team at Miami-Dade Fire Rescue has dealt with collapse situations before. Their dogs are trained. They have been on the scene since they got the call at 1:38 this morning, and they are doing a fantastic job.
Ophie Osen-Cohen lived in the building.
When I opened the door to my apartment, it leads to a long hallway, and all I saw was debris, and the partial debris was covering the door next to us as well.
It's not clear how many people were still in the building. President Biden says he has a deal on an infrastructure bill.
This deal means millions of good-paying jobs and fewer burdens felt at the kitchen table and across the country, safer and healthier communities. But it also signals to ourselves and to the world that American democracy can deliver.
The president openly acknowledged Democrats will likely have to tackle much of the rest of what he wants on their own. Rudy Giuliani's law license has been suspended in New York. An attorney disciplinary committee asked an appeals court to suspend Giuliani, saying he violated professional conduct rules as he promoted theories that the election in 2020 was stolen through fraud. Giuliani's son, Andrew, is infuriated.
I stand by my father. He did everything ultimately by the book. And the fact that there would be this politicization in our Justice Department is disgusting. It is a cancer that needs to be cut out, and it needs to be cut out right now.
New Yorkers will soon be able to designate their sex as female, male, or X on a driver's license and birth certificate. The infrastructure deal got thumbs up on Wall Street. The Dow finished up 322 points. This is AP News. An AP analysis shows a staggering demonstration about how effective the coronavirus vaccines have been in preventing deaths.
An analysis of CDC data from last month reveals nearly all COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. now are among unvaccinated people. There were 18,000 deaths in May, and just 150 among those fully vaccinated. It's an indication daily deaths, which now average below 300, could be practically zero if all those eligible got the shot.
Nearly every death, especially among adults, due to COVID-19 is, at this point, entirely preventable.
While CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky this week called the deaths particularly tragic, the agency itself is not estimating what percentage of deaths are in fully vaccinated people, citing limitations on data from some states that probably understate so-called breakthrough infections. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.